Spider-Man, what could they just do for work, I guess?
Yeah. This one goes out to all my wizards.
Professor from Calarian Community College.
This is worldwide.
You can't beat me, so you wanna be me?
This is Bubby.
Patreon account, donate a dollar,
go check out all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
the PM me, man, all them fucking pussy pics.
Yeah, it's all dick pics.
Fuck it, man, send the dick pics too, man.
Zerbos. Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot.
Shit, you know why? Because I'm the real deal. You can't beat me, so you want to be me? Always the innovator.
I'm ready.
Dude, for some weird shit going on in this fucker podcast.
You know what? SpongeBob's way better than all the cartoons you guys watch, bro. I don't give a fuck.
Man, fuck you, man. I Am Weasel was the best one there is.
I Am Weasel?
Yeah. Yeah, with IR Baboon?
Oh, I remember that guy.
IR Baboon. This one right here.
I see, yeah. I had no idea. Like, Weasel, who? IR Baboon. Yeah, okay, there we go.
I'm sorry, Bob. I'm so sorry, bro.
Beautiful.
I love SpongeBob.
The reason why I like that show is because...
I forgot what he looked like.
Michael Dorn, that played Worf on Star Trek, did the voice for I Am Weasel.
Oh, God.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, oh, God damn it. I forgot about that. Time for some throwback.
I remember...
Let me see this shit. Hold on.
Fucking IR Baboon.
Yep. Okay.
Is that the same guy that did Cow and Chicken?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, same animator.
Danny Atucci.
Yeah, I like that. It's just funny, man. That was some good shit. Dude, that was a cartoon
network.
In the 90s,
when Cartoon Network was fucking hot, I mean, you had Courage, you had fucking Cow and Chicken. Man, all that shit was fucking on point.
Yeah, Cat Dog. Rocko's
Modern
World.
That's Nickelodeon. That was all Nickelodeon. Yeah.
Rocko was cool though.
I liked Rocko. Cool. I saw the new movie though. The newest movie. Yeah. You didn't know they had a sequel? It's on Netflix, bro.
I think it is. I think Jenny had mentioned something about
it's pretty badass. It actually takes place right after the fucking last episode.
Was it worth it?
Yeah. No. They were in space for the last 20 years.
It's not worth it. I don't know, man. Like,
they were looking for looking for the button, man, to fucking come back to the Earth. They found it between Heifer's ass.
Yeah,
it was stuck on his ass crack.
The remote was always in his ass.
Yep.
That motherfucker, yeah.
Not worth.
All right, man. We got some magic news, man. We got some what's going on in the magic world?
What do you want to start with? Start with unsanctioned?
Yeah, man. You know what, man? This podcast is unsanctioned.
We are unsanctioned. That is
you know,
shit,
man, magic. You know the 93-94 pot or the shit that we're doing is unsanctioned.
Unsanctioned.
But you know what's coming out? The unsanctioned box set for the newest Unset.
Fuck, yeah. Bro. I can't believe it.
When we thought it was done.
Wait a minute.
When we thought it was over.
Has it been a year?
It's coming up on 2 years.
2 years, yeah. Right?
Since Unstable. Yeah. It's been about 2 years now.
Dude,
and we have
Unsanctioned
coming out February 29th of 2020, which ain't, 4 or 5 months away, something like that.
Not worth.
This is going to be, what's different is that it's not going to be standard like 36 pack boxes or whatever. This is a boxed set, which will come with 5 30 card decks, 2 6-sided dice, 10 double-sided tokens, 10 full art basic lands, 5 regular, 5 premium foils, and a reusable box.
Wait a minute. All right, go ahead. I'm ready.
And the box, they've got one image, probably just a graphic image of the box, but I'm thinking it's like a double wide version of a.
There's
going to
be some new cards, and they're reprinting old sets.
But you're telling me 10 lands per set?
Per box set, yeah.
That's like nothing.
No, well, let's see what the artwork looks
like. Yeah, go ahead. I mean, yeah, you're right.
I mean, the artwork, maybe. Because we had literally the full art, whatever the fuck they were, this last time.
Like yeah, Borderless. Borderless.
Oh, yeah.
People got full fucking fit.
The only other thing I was able to find about, because there's no information out, like, what's going to be reprinted,
hey,
what the
lands, you know what they need
look
to do?
Like.
Fuck Borderless. We had Borderless last time, right? What they need
extended
is
art.
Extended border with just a little small picture in the fucking center of the artwork, dude.
Oof. Now, from what I've been reading... So there, it's gonna. Sounds like the border is gonna be between a regular and a borderless. It's gonna be super thin. It's gonna be like pencil lead thin for a border, quote unquote.
Well, that's the thing. That was when they did the first foil unset.
Was a standard border. I believe.
Not real. Well, no, that was the original unset. The second one that had actual foils.
You're talking thinner than that.
Yeah, they had small fucking.
Yeah, it's gonna be thinner than those, but not. The last unstable set where it was no border. So that's what rumor mill is at the moment on those. Well, but you're only getting 10 fucking lands. Which
that's
means
what's pissing me off.
5 non-foils. 5, you get one of each.
So that means
what's the MSRP going to be on this fucker?
No MSRP listed for
okay, so
a magic
so
set.
It's 5 decks.
But it's 5 30-card decks. And the idea is that you take two of these 30s.
$74.
Probably.
$74.99.
Yeah.
We don't know if these are going to be 30 card packs where there is no lands, or if it's going to be like two. You take two half because 30 cards would be two half decks.
Well,
you put
if there's
two
five,
together.
It's more than likely what they want you to do is. I know some guys were talking about cube drafting with unsets, there where you get packs from the older sets and you splash 15 cards in from those sets into the fucking deck, so it gives you a total of 40. Or 45.
No, that's dumb.
No, it's got to be something where like they could play each other straight out of the box. Because remember, they're trying to get people into stuff. Like, why would you buy something that's not complete?
Yeah, to me, with the mention of the 2 6-sided dice, it feels like that's going to be a 2-player box set. That's the concept behind it, in my mind. So the idea is you take two of these 30-card pre-builds.
Well, no, the 6-sided die can also be like playing chase, man.
Yeah, that too.
Didn't you say those other dice in there too?
No, it's just 2 6-sided dice and 10 double-sided tokens.
Oh, double-sided tokens.
Yeah. And the way the box looks, I feel like it's going to be a double-wide version of a fatback.
And you know
so
what?
Dumb.
So like
I'm
one
not
for,
buying it.
For one for each color? You think?
Probably. Either monocolor or whatever.
30-card deck. How many lands would you use for that?
30-card deck, you're probably using 10 lands.
You're not going to use
deck?
All the 10s in them?
You're looking at like 15. Yeah.
30-card deck?
Forty card deck.
Lands,
I use 18 lands.
No, I like 10 lands, right, guys?
When
no,
I
hell,
draft,
not for 40.
When I draft and I fucking do my thing, it's usually 18 or freaking 17 to 18 lands.
Yeah. You said 30-card deck.
30-card decks, and then you get 10 extra lands on the side because we don't know if there's going to be lands in those 30-card decks because there's really no information yet.
I wonder if they're going to reprint Richard Garfield.
I mean, they can, but I would be mad.
Let's be real. How many unglued, un anything art cards are worth anything. It's all about the lands. It's all about the
Richard Garfield's expensive.
Okay, one card out of fucking three sets.
Big furry monster.
Yeah. Okay, we have three full sets. How much fucking big cards are there?
The six very cryptic commands expensive. Urza's one of the more expensive ones.
Okay.
Richard Garfield, five. Frankie Peanuts, I think.
Booster Tutor. There's this certain fucking cards.
Certain, but what's the hotness? The lands. Later. All of them. People are hitting up the lands all the time. How much are fucking unglued and unhinged lands going? How much are unstable foils going for?
Way too much.
Way too much, bro. That's what I'm saying. So you're gonna throw out a whole new set with just 10 lands in it? That's bullshit. That means that people are gonna buy that whole set and then try to sell those lands for a fuckload. Because how many lands are you think are gonna be in rotation? Not a bunch of fucking.
Well, there's only five fucking foils per set.
That's what I'm saying. In the whole world, bro.
Nah.
So what I'm saying is, when unstable fucking foils are going for that hot, how much are these gonna go for? You know what I mean?
It just depends on whatever's in the.
It depends, I guess, how they go. Yeah. It
depends on their artwork and everything. Just because.
For me, man, you know what? These unsets, it's just a cash grab for Timmy's to go, oh, you know what? There's no nostalgia for me when I fucking go, hey, unset. We played the Uncube.
I still have it.
It's fun, but, you know.
It's like fun for like one or two games, and that's it. You forget about it.
Yeah.
So people are in it just, and like I told you, it's not like you're fucking making it for value. I literally bought a whole bunch of fucking unstable for the lands. That's it. And yeah. It's cool to put them all in.
Yeah, there. That and the foil tokens.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
The tokens this time around were actually pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, like, who gives a fuck about the set? You think I give a fuck about these clockwork cards and all this bullshit?
Well, because I remember Merv was going ape shit over fucking boxes.
Well, it's because he bought the Uncube from Malcolm, so he wanted to complete it. So he needed, because in Unstable, the unique thing about Unstable was that they were multiple cards of the same name, but they had different abilities or different flavor text. So he was going after all of them, so you needed to get every single one of them.
How many people have Uncubes?
Me.
Nobody. That's what I'm telling you guys.
The funny thing is,
I guess I'm nobody. Fuck
that,
you.
That Uncube has been passed around from a whole bunch.
I'm sorry, Tony, to break your heart, dude. You ain't shit.
That Uncube's been. That Uncube has been in possession of five fucking people.
Yeah, but I'm the best one.
That's true. I'll give you that.
Yeah, but not the sexiest, though.
I don't know, man. He can just show up to parties and girls grabbing his dick.
That's true.
Both of them, I guess.
No, because the original owner was Spencer, and he's a good-looking guy.
Spencer's definitely
good. Spencer's a good-looking dude. I'm not going to lie. This shit got really
good. It's kind of slow. But
dude. So anyways, what we're getting back to was the fucking lands. So if you're going to go 10 lands per box set, I think people are going to be wanting them. Depends how they look, I guess. What if they're like shit?
Nah, it doesn't matter because is it unglued or unhinged has the crappy border one.
It's the first one.
The first one, so unglued, I think.
Yeah, but I still like those.
I mean, some people like them, yeah, but honestly, to me, they look like shit. They're probably high.
The original ones were the first ones were had the first
fattest
full art.
Of borders.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely were the first full art, but that extra
brown,
border
that
shit
brown
was
shit,
way too much,
really.
Yeah.
You can all eat a dick, man. What has brown done for you? Absolutely nothing.
Bro, it's got me bitches.
Wait a minute, I'm brown.
It's like, it's got me bitches, my guy.
No, I'm not looking forward to it at all, man.
Nah, honestly, I thought we were getting a whole new set. Because I'd heard whatever it's called, Sanctioned. Yeah. I was like, all right, it's cool. I don't give a fuck about the cards, but if the lands are hot, I'll do the same thing I did with Unstable, buy all the lands. And now he's telling me this shit. I'm like, fuck that, dude. Okay, what if it comes in at 50? Or $49.99?
It's not going to come in at that
it's
price.
It's not going to, but if it did,
five
it'd
decks,
probably worth it.
Nowhere near fucking $50, bro. All right.
Dude, they're going to shit on us.
Come
like
on, man.
$120
when Watsy brought out that sorry ass magic fucking tabletop fucking board game, that thing was $30.
$30 for shit.
Okay,
shit.
I found it at my local fucking dollar store
for like $5, or was it?
$4.99.
A pure fucking value, dude.
Well, yeah, now especially because there's that one green mythic that's in that that's actually worth something.
No, still, we're talking the Monopoly style.
Oh, you're not talking that one? thought you were talking about
the Game Night set? Yeah, the one that I bought that I've never played.
That's for like starters. You're talking
the Monopoly
that's
shit.
For people
never mind. Yeah,
that
was
people that don't
garbage.
Play Magic and you're like when that's for people that like play.
It's got brawl decks, man. It's got a color for each brawl.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. That's what that's marketed for, right?
Yeah.
The people that like do Pictionary and shit.
Yeah, mommy and daddy want to play a card game at.
No, it's like the couples thing. Like that's white people shit. That's like parking lot shit.
Hey, it was just like the 70s, man. Back in the day, you get together, you guys have fondue, and you have fucking board night. Yeah. And play Parcheesi and fucking Scrabble.
And then you all fuck.
Yeah.
That's where the parents go off and fuck while the kids
the parents are sending the kids to bed, and then all the parents.
We're playing wife swap, bro.
That's when you put the keys in the fishbowl, and you just pull out a different set.
Hey, parking lot, Tony wants to play wife swap with you, bro.
No, I'm good on that. I am good on that.
Oh, just because you're good on Demi Sheehan.
Yeah, yeah. True.
I think I know a certain store owner that might be into that, but I'm just saying.
Hey. Yeah, man. Hey, you can swap with them.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Not with a 10-foot pole and somebody else's dick.
Is she that bad?
No, he's that bad.
Parking lot don't have that bug. Like
nah, parking lot's better, bro. Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, anyways, yeah.
You're making me sick.
Bro, if I had a choice, like someone put a gun to my head and said, it said parking lot or that guy, one of them is to fuck your girl, I'd be like, parking lot, bro, you're taking one for the team. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
My dick's falling off.
I look at my girl straight in the eyes and go, you have to fuck him.
So then that means you have to hit either parking lot's girl or his girl.
I hit parking lot's girl. All right.
Yeah, parking lot.
No,
you
want to
do game night?
Yeah, right. not because what's her face isn't good looking. She's actually a good looking girl. It's just because it's parking lot's girl.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's the thing, man. I bought that fucking game nights thing and it's just been sitting there.
Just waiting.
Because it's trash.
Just waiting,
bro.
To swap wives.
No, it actually has some decent. It's got some decent shit for fucking EDH, but
that's about it. That's about
straight trash, bro.
Yeah, because the mono black deck is basically
once
a
we
zombie
get,
deck.
Once we get more information for unsanctioned, then we'll definitely touch back on this. But
man,
it's not until
not really, man.
February.
I tell you, bro. You
when it comes out, we'll let you know.
You pissed me off, parking lot. That sucks, man. I was hoping like full new set, full fucking land,
full fucking playset.
Then we'll get back to you guys about the fucking new unsanctioned. Fucking Dev, I miss you, Dev.
Yeah, right, dude.
I got a new homeboy.
That's why you get too big for your britches and start writing for TCG players.
Hey, but our next topic, man. Our next topic, we touched basis on it. My little brony.
My little brony. Yes, yeah, so if you guys don't know.
We are getting a My Little Brony set, man, and it is strictly for fucking Timmy's, dude.
What do you mean?
So when we got the San Diego Comic-Con, not the Planeswalkers, but the exclusive, the Nerf exclusive. So we got
the Hasbro
exclusive.
Set with the
Optimus Prime.
Yeah,
guy?
The Optimus.
No,
Prime.
It wasn't Prime.
No, it was Dino
Grimlock.
Grimlock.
Yeah,
it was Grimlock sword of D&D. And the
Nerf gun.
Yeah, then the Nerf gun one. Or the...
Oh, yeah.
Which, so there were three
some guy bought 200 of those.
Hey, good on you, bro.
The Nerf gun one?
No. The sets.
The promo card sets.
And he tried selling them to Rudy, and Rudy said no.
Rudy said no.
Because why? They tanked.
Yep. Rudy was not dumb.
MSRP, 150, three fucking cards.
Yep. Trash.
$50 a piece he paid for those, and then times 200.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's probably balling out. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, he ain't balling out now.
He lost money on that.
He lost fucking big money
right now.
Yep.
Right now.
So
wait till Grimlock becomes fucking hot in EDH.
Hell no. Nah, because it's not legal. That's why. None of those cards are legal.
So what we're getting.
So yeah, so they're bringing out My Little Pony, or as people know, My Little Brony. Three cards, the same as that has exclusive.
You gotta go by the real name, man. It's nothing like that.
Oh my god!
It's called Pony.
Don't you dare! Don't
galloping.
You suck a dick.
Okay. It's still gonna have the silver border. It's gonna have the new frame like
they
got
pictures?
Now.
They got pictures.
Yes. Oh yeah, man. Shit. Man,
let me see that shit, man.
So we're getting Princess Twilight Sparkle.
Oh, such sucking.
We're getting
dick.
Rare. Hey man, this hitting close to home, man. I actually played the Brony card game, man, when it came out.
Of course you did.
There's a Brony card
there
game?
Was.
I there saw is, a documentary there about is that shit. But it's kind of weird, man. But whatever. I mean, I don't care. I'm into weird shit too. I mean, whatever.
The Pony the Gathering set will be sold at Hasbro Plus on October 22nd through November 5th, and it will cost $50
for three cards.
For three cards.
Okay.
Here's the kicker: $30 of it goes to the Seattle Children's Hospital.
Oh, that's cool.
And Watsy's or Hasbro's keeping the other 20.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like a, it's not a just a.
It's a limited promotional thing. So you seriously don't think that Spikes and fucking Timmy's are going to go apeshit over this and buy this set?
Well, not even that. The Brony people, right? Or
yeah.
Let me see that. Let me see what we're looking here.
Oh, yeah. The Bronies are going to fucking go after it. But the thing is as a collectible, there's going to be a lot of fucking people buying into this fucking set. Just kind of like they did with fucking Transformers, and that kind of died on the fucking vine.
Transformers, robots, and
Expos. Are these? I mean, but what do they play like?
It's an unset.
It's an unset. So they're not legal in anything outside of, you know, friendly commander, you know, BS. Which, here's the thing. I'm looking at one right now, and I'm like, oh, so we're going to be expecting a second set to complete this cycle.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No.
I just really... Yeah. No. There's one card that's... No. Because the one number two of the set of three.
What, Nightmare Moon?
No, Princess Twilight Sparkle.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to have Applejack, Fluttershy, Pinkie Pie, Rainbow Dash, and Rarity in order to win the game.
If you have the original Brony card game, you can actually, I don't know.
So there's you have three of the horses, but we don't have the other two yet. So that means there's going to be another set coming. That may or may not be another silver-bordered set.
Well, Applejack's not in there. Which ones?
Applejack and Fluttershy?
Yeah.
Aren't in there?
She's the cowgirl.
Oh, no. Three of them aren't in there because
I don't
also...
I don't know what Princess Twilight Spark doesn't count.
I'm not the target demo.
It's Applejack, Fluttershy, Pinkie Pie, Rainbow Dash, and Rarity. So
my little
Rarity,
niece has
so we're missing
a fuckload
three.
Of these, though.
Yeah. Or four.
Yeah, you're missing four, bro.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Doesn't even count Nightmare Moon.
Huh.
No, Nightmare Moon's just fucking there just because it's a
Yeah, so card. They literally printed a card that for to encourage another set to come later on.
Yeah, it's like
that's literally what this
well,
is.
Well, this is going to be more than likely Hasbro brought the rights to the fucking card game and they're going to come out with their own fucking shit just like they did with fucking Transformers.
Oh yeah, what happened to
Transformers
that
shit? ACG? Well, yeah. You got to remember there was a booth of it at Vegas. And there was people playing.
Learn how to play Transformers.
Which, here's the thing. I kind of wish I did go over there. Because if you walked over there and you were interested in playing, you got the entirety of everything available in the game for free.
Man, dude. Like, first edition.
That's fucking value.
It is value.
Shadowless reverse negatives.
Yeah, you just get every card in the fucking game just for going
no,
over.
No, you don't get Grimlock.
From what they were saying from people I talked to, yeah. They had extras.
So why didn't you do it?
Because by the time that was all said and done, people had figured
don't
out the clue.
Don't even lie.
And
I know
done.
Why. You're still pissed off at that full punk.
I'm still pissed off at everything about Vegas, all right? We don't need to talk about that anymore.
You're soul ring. You're worried about that shit and then fucking calling,
dude, everybody
calling that
fucking,
dude a
hey,
chick.
Speaking of which, so you've been holding on to this fucking anger for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or has
yeah,
the
yeah.
anger subsided?
It's starting to subside. I'm irritated, but once more of these start happening, maybe I can change my opinion. But we have Commander Fests that have been released, where it's strictly Commander only Magic Fests.
Mm-hmm.
Now that sounds all nice and dandy.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But they down. Fucked me right in the goddamn asshole for all the grinding I did in Vegas to try to collect up those extra Soul Ring mats because we thought they were going to be a little more limited than what they had really planned.
Yeah, GP Vegas.
Which also explains why all those Soul Rings just magically disappeared.
Yeah.
Now we're really talking.
So now, with these Commander Fests, there's a part of the package deal for your event entries. Fuck, you know, whatever the price is. But for a whole whopping $25, you get a foil Soul Ring, or was it a non-foil? One of the two.
I think it's non-foil.
I think it was the non-foil, and the playmat. and a deck box that they didn't even release in Vegas. That matches.
Here's the problem. $25 for a fucking playmat's pretty fucking especially
the Ultra Pro. Soaring, dude.
It's an Ultra Pro playmat.
And the Soaring?
Yeah.
And the Soaring.
Pure fucking value.
And then the
Why are you mad? Why are you
because
mad?
Why value. You go sell the fucking Soaring for $20 to a fucking vendor and
man, all I hear on this stupid fucking podcast that we do is fucking pure value, and that's pure fucking value. What are you mad about?
Hey, for that? I'm not mad about value anymore because you know why I've been doing 93-94.
I got hosed on value because I collected up a bunch of those mats, sat on four of them to try to sell and flip, and I haven't been able to move them because, oh, what do you fucking know? I can get this plus extras for less than half what I'm trying to sell these damn things for.
You sound like someone that just figured out.
I got hosed is what
no,
I got.
No, you sound like someone that just figured out what microtransactions are in video games,
hey,
bro.
He's
can grind all
he's
fucking
a Timmy
day for free.
That finally goes, what the fuck? I bought all this shit to make money, and I can't make money off of Magic.
Yeah. I got fucking hosed hard. Oh, man. And now I'm stuck with those mats, and I'm probably just going to end up giving them away.
But you know what? If you come to the 93-94 tournament, though, this month, I got some packs coming in the mail.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh.
Old school packs.
Oh, shit. Oh. Now I'm really excited.
Someone might actually walk away with something old school-wise.
Oh, shit. Now I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shit. I'm happy I'm paying that $20 yeah. and just to scrub
pure
out.
Pure value.
Well, I know. Well, $20 you guys saw out. The shirts, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Looking forward to rocking that. Yeah. Looking forward to rocking it.
So, yeah.
That's going to be cool. All right, so you're not that mad no more. See, all you got to do is talk to your boy Biff. I'll calm you down, bro.
Yeah, like I said, it took me some time. I had to process it, give it like a few weeks. And, you know, cool. They're supporting. They're doing something for Commander. Hopefully it sticks. Hopefully, you know, we get to double down on it for Vegas.
And this is my giveaway for 1994.
Holy shit.
Wow.
What year was that?
1994, yeah. Baby. Oh, Shaq Fu, oh. The Return.
Oh, man.
LP, 33 1/3. This is going to be for some lucky motherfucker that plays 93-94. It's going to be signed by all of us.
Quote, unquote, lucky.
Oh, hey, that's
you
want to
know
that right
you want to know what happens when you surround yourself with yes men, shit like that, dude. You can believe you can rap and you can do everything, dude. Fuck, man.
Oh Lord,
there's another fucking guy I don't like, Shaq, bro.
Man, fuck you. The only thing other than free throws, man, I like Shaq. Yeah. Well, the only reason why I like Shaq is because he played for Boston.
Yeah. See, like KG and all those dudes, everybody.
Oh, I'll suck KG's dick.
Man, you make everything know. Fucking gay. Bro, also asking me.
Oh, I'd be gay for him. Oh, I'd be gay for him.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, no surprises there. I'm really not. For whatever reason, I'm not surprised to hear this.
Just not Ray Allen.
Really?
Yeah, he went to fucking
Miami.
Watch. He can eat a dick.
He can watch.
He can watch.
He, you know, because, you know, he was, no, he wasn't fucking LeBron's mom. Who was fucking LeBron's mom?
Delonte West.
Yeah, Delonte West was fucking his mom.
Hell yeah.
That's the reason why they kicked his ass off the team.
Hey, man. It's fucking. What's up, Delonte? You ever see that video with him in KFC? Him and his friend are like recording themselves in the KFC drive through. And then the lady's like, all right, we'll get you. He's like, yeah, he's all drunk as fuck. And they're like, or high as fuck, whatever he is. And then she gives him the food. He's like, put hot sauce in my bag. 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 That's what he does. I like Delonte West.
Hey, I like Delonte, man. Especially when he was playing for Boston. He was good.
And fucking LeBron's mom.
And yeah, he was fucking LeBron's mom. Okay. No, I think he was fucking
LeBron's mom, bro.
No, Ray Allen's old lady, man, when he was in Boston.
Man,
that's the reason why Ray Allen didn't like him either.
I don't know. Best NBA old lady, Carmen Electra, bro. When Rodman was fucking her too, man. Fine, bro.
Hell no, nah, man. That fucking skank ass bitch.
Oh, man. All right. Anyways, what were we talking about now? Oh,
man,
yeah.
That dude had hepatitis C and she had hepatitis Z.
Oh, she had hepatitis.
It's kind of like fucking like Pam Anderson.
Oh, yeah, I know she. Oh,
she's probably had everything under the
penicillin
goddamn fucking
take that away, huh?
No.
Never mind. Biffle.
Nope.
I'm good.
Get that fucking dick rot, man. Go right ahead.
I'm good now. Never mind.
He's like, yeah. Yeah, Carmen Electra with that big old 38 double D's.
Pissed now, man. Fuck. You ruin everything. You ruin everything, dude.
Hey, but you know what? everything is good in Patreon, and everything is good in the DGen chat. So for little as $1 a month, man, or five or whatever you want to give us.
We've had a couple of new ones lately, man. They're enjoying it.
You go into our DGen chat, man, you get invited into there with open arms.
Circle of brotherhood.
And sometimes open legs, depending on who's involved in there.
Make sure you bring a mask, radioactive isotopes, all in there.
Yep, sounds about right. That sounds about right.
See, we've got reports that's coming in from the MTG Cardboard Crack House are coming out of radioactive isotopes and interdimensional vampires. All for $1.
Jesus.
MTG Cardboard Crack House.com.
It's all worth is $1.
Yeah. So, for our Patreon, man, for as little as a buck a month, man, you get invited to the DGN chat. The guys talk about fucking finance. They fucking talk
about everything, man.
Anything under the sun for magic, and then some that's not involving magic.
Shit, cool damn shit. Straight.
And the meme.
And, hey, and it's all about that thirst.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Fuck that thirst, dude. Mm-hmm.
Then if you go to our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, man, we're also on there. So.
Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
This is Real Gray.
Miss Worldwide, darling.
Never getting hepatitis from Carmen Electra and never sucking KG's dick, Biffo.
Parking lot, sure. When he's watching, you do exactly all of those things.
Oh, man. Jesus, cocksuckers. All right, guys. We'll see you in the next one.
Later.
I don't know why y'all mad about that shit. That's pure value, bro. It's going $25.
Yeah, value for them, not for me.
It's taking a shot in the mouth, man.
It's a shot of fucking mouth.
Exactly. $25? Dude, that's like half a commander quarter deck.
Hey, I have to say, though, man, fuck Mitch.